The F-35 aircraft, the new fighter the Air Force wants to keep at Eielson Air Force Base, has been plagued by cost overruns and equipment failures. But Air Force brass told a U.S. Senate committee this morning those problems are in the past. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
In recent years, many have called on the Pentagon to pull the plug on the expensive aircraft. But Air Force Chief of Staff General Mark Welsh says the F-35 is back on track.
This is no longer a PowerPoint slide. We have flown thousands of F-35 sorties now. They're on the ramps in multiple bases. We are starting training of our first operational pilots. And so we are well into this program being a real thing. A year from now, a year and a half from now, we will declare initial operational capability for the F-35, and I see nothing that stands in the way.
Secretary of the Air Force Deborah Lee James says she also believes the F-35 will make upcoming deadlines despite uncertainties.
Software can be a tricky matter, and that always is a bit of a concern, and then we've had the need for experienced maintenance people to be able to shift over to the F-35. We think we've got that reasonably under control now.
And James says if budget sequestration continues, the Air Force would have to buy fewer F-35s, which would drive up the cost of each aircraft, now estimated at $115 million apiece. The F-35 is designed to be stealthier and detect enemy aircraft faster. A version designed for the Marines can hover and land like a helicopter. Stumbles in the development have included $1,500 tires that didn't hold up and wingtip lights that didn't meet FAA standards. Eielson is the Air Force's preferred location for the first F-35 squadrons. The final basing decision is expected in 2016. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.